It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
It's hard not to be excited with an ice-cold Coke and Six Flags, so we challenged real people to make it through Fright Fest without screaming.
I'll see what I can do.
See? You can't fight the happiness.
That was really, really messed up and terrifying.
Grab a Coke and try not to scream at Six Flags Fright Fest. Save big on admission at SixFlags.com with promo code Coke. Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
For available configurations.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
It is just past 4 o'clock, and from the Score Update Studios, I'm Matt Rodewald with a scoreboard update. Ready to go for opening night, and back issues are not going to keep LeBron from playing in Chicago in the season opener. Bulls and Cavs getting together to start the 2015-2016 season, and Fred Hoiberg gets his first look at the Cavaliers.
But now they've added pieces, and when Shumpert and Kyrie get back, it's a heck of a task, but you try to get your guys to go out and get them ready and prepare them and play confident basketball. And that's what everything has we've tried to do leading into this first game and obviously throughout this the course of this season.
Derrick Rose says he is ready to go. His facial fracture healed enough for him to get going, even though he's got some double vision issues he's been dealing with, and caution in terms of minutes for Fred Hoiberg and company on opening night. Fred, President Obama is expected to be in attendance for this one. Tip-off is at 7 on the west side. Also tonight, light schedule in the NBA. You have the Hawks and Pistons, and ring night in Oakland with the Warriors playing host to the Pelicans. Baseball World Series set to go tonight in Kansas City. Mets against the two-time defending AL champion Royals. Well, that's the plan anyway. Rain causing some issues in Kansas City right now. Matt Harvey goes against Edison Volquez. Juan Uribe, former White Sox, he's on the Mets 25-man roster for the series as of today. Blackhawks have the day off. They'll be in Winnipeg Thursday night. Bears getting ready for the Vikings. They practiced up at Halas Hall today. Sunday kick at noon at Soldier Field. Also, Illinois lawmakers today announcing new legislation that would regulate daily fantasy sports gaming sites. They won't be back in session, though, to worry about it until November 10th. And the Texans cut Ryan Mallett today. Join Hub Arkish and Dan Pompey broadcasting a live football pregame show from Aurelio's Pizza in Chicago this Sunday from 9 to noon. Stick around to watch the game and check out Hub Arkish, Olin Krutz, and James Big Cat Williams broadcasting the postgame show. It's all presented to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the home for Bears fans. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Boars and Bernstein.
I just feel blessed.
Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We all feel blessed. 403 Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Boars and Bernstein talking to you at 312-644-6767. Later on this hour, our guy Pete Butak. We got to paddle his hiney a little bit. a little bit up in Nebraska. And then at 5 o'clock, Hub is ours today. We'll talk some football with the Score's senior football expert, Hub Arkish.
The University of Louisville president is now weighing in on their allegations about the escort and all that that we had so much fun with. James Ramsey has written a letter to students. And he says the school is reviewing allegations by an escort, quote, as one university, not an isolated athletic issue. He urged the university community to continue moving forward and continued that theme. He said, we do not know the timing of the findings that will be forthcoming from this report.
Really?
But the investigator has been working with the NCAA in a process that is both deliberate and thorough. What investigation do you need?
Yeah, I guess they're trying to tell you they think she's lying.
I don't think she's lying because there were pictures and corroboration.
Katina.
Yes.
It's Katina.
Katina
Hurricane
Powell.
Katina has struck Louisville. Yeah, I find it because she's got what we used to call back in the old country photographic evidence. And I think that's pretty solid at this point when I see all the basketball players posing with them and then I see them in a line of the hook thing. So I don't need any proof. I'm pretty well. And neither does Patino, by the way, because he's hiding. The media day is passed.
Got the goods on you, man.
It's just passed. The media day, he decided not to attend.
I know. He just like, well, nah, I'm not going to be there. I've got other things.
He's had the sick monkey out on that one. You coming?
He does. He's handled this just like, screw all of you guys.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't know anything. I don't even know who this guy is. I'm not going to media day. What? But yeah, I think sometimes, you know, you get in the history of college sports, a lot of people accusing somebody of something and you say, oh, that sounds interesting or maybe that's promising. Or occasionally university rise up and say, you know what? I don't think our players have been taking actual courses for years now. What? But this, even in the day we were at Newport Bar and Grill when I saw the pictures for the first time. I'm not a prosecutor. Pretty compelling evidence.
I think that this is one you can look it over and say, I believe that this actually
pretty
occurred.
Pretty compelling.
Right.
Yeah, I'm willing to listen.
Lots of discussion today so far also about the new look Chicago Bulls, and we get to see them unveiled, that Fred Hoiberg begins his NBA coaching career, and we'll find out what this all looks like. Longtime emailer Fred Hoiberg's cabinet member is out, of course, and says, you're right about the Bulls' realistic chances to win, but for me personally, just like what you describe in the Bulls organization, every game is going to be like Christmas morning. I do think there should be some value placed in knowing that the world of Fred won't run this team into the ground this regular season.
Talking about 25, 26 minutes instead of 35 or 36. Good God, yep. Man.
Good luck, though.
Good luck with that.
It's easy to say that.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Gar wants to hear it.
But
Pax wants to hear it.
Yep.
But no, you can't go from 35-36 to 25-26. No.
Maybe he can. Maybe he's just willing to do it, and maybe they win 45.
Okay. And I think people still have a lot of faith in him. And to be honest with you, I don't see any difference in the, I see the coaching differences all do, but people who cover the league.
And if you're just joining us, we had Joe Cowley on before. And one of the things I want you to watch when you watch the Bulls this year, look who goes to get the ball to bring it up, whether it's off a defensive rebound or whether it's off of a made basket. And when Butler and Rose are on the floor at the same time, should Jimmy Butler grab the defensive rebound, see if Derrick Rose does that little flyby to come get it. Because usually that's what the point guard does, that your ball handler, your point guard, your distributor immediately comes back and stakes his claim to that basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But this is designed to let multiple facilitators have it, and the guy with it is going to be the guy in charge. You've got an alpha dog problem here that needs to be sorted out until we see it taken care of, because last time we saw these Bulls, it was a problem, and it was clear to everybody watching, no matter what was said. So that's what I'm watching tonight. I'm watching off of a miss, off of a defensive rebound, or whoever's inbounding the ball. Do Derek and Jimmy both come back and woo? Both come back and call for it?
I think Fred has probably made it clear who he wants doing that.
I don't think so.
I bet he
not has. With both on the floor at the same time. Because he said that's why Jimmy's talking about being a point guard. I think that Fred is probably going to observe and see, and then if the time comes, maybe then weigh in. But that, to me, is critical.
Well, you haven't had Rose on the court during this thing. He's been hurt for all this for a long time, though. I don't know if you've been able to solve anything coaching-wise with one eye out there. I mean, I don't know how you solve anything. He's playing some, but, I mean, practicing he's not. I mean, he was hurt a long time ago.
It's been a while.
Your training camp sort of went away.
First practice, right?
Yeah, your training camp sort of went away.
This is Jeff in Roscoe Village. He says, I'm looking forward to the offense changing, even though the defense most assuredly will drop off a little. My favorite byproduct of the more minutes or deeper rotation from Hoiberg is that young players, Tony Snell, Doug McDermott, Nikola Mirotic, the team's only hope for any internal development, won't be yanked out of the lineup at the drop of a hat due to a single missed defensive rotation. The Bulls don't need these guys to be all-stars, but they do need them to be functional NBA players in support of the known commodities, Rose, Butler, Gasol, Gibson, and Noah. That development isn't facilitated if there's a short leash. The only reason Butler got minutes is because of an injury to Deng. It's amazing to think that the Bulls would never have known what they had in Jimmy Butler had that not happened. With Thibodeau gone and Hoiberg giving these guys regular season minutes early, the team can have more information on the actual talent on hand and be more prepared to make the necessary moves going forward. See, Jeff, that reads as if written by John Paxson.
Mm-hmm. I think it is John Paxson.
That's exactly what they've been thinking. Exactly what they've been thinking about what's the lost and missed opportunities for development for some of these guys. They were seething about McDermott not playing when healthy.
Oh, he got his leash was so, it was ridiculous. I mean, look, I know he wasn't, you know, he's in better shape. He's done a lot of things and he sort of learned some lessons, I think, about it. But I mean, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
In Griffith, Indiana, this is Barney and he is on the score.
Thank you for taking my call. Quick question regarding the Alpha Dog situation, and it's really not an on the court playing issue, but you know, with
yes, it
Derek's
is
somewhat fragile. Well, no, I'm talking about Derek's fragile psyche. What happens like when they announce the players and he's not the last one called out? You know, how is he going to react to Jimmy being the almost like the face of the franchise now? I was just wondering if you could give me an answer on something like that. Thank you.
I think he is going to be the last one called out. Unless you have information, I don't.
He left Barney in rubble. I don't know where he went. There's really, I think.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about Jimmy now being the last name called.
I haven't either.
I don't suspect that'll be the case.
I haven't checked anything. I've let it all happen. I've let the process happen. I like the process.
Yeah, I suspect that will be Derrick Rose.
What would your choice be if you could choose it? I would have Joe Noah.
Because he's the heart and soul.
Yeah, what about you? What would you have?
Well, he's not starting.
Doesn't matter.
You'd have him announced in the starting lineup despite the fact that he's not starting.
Yeah, just sit back down then. Really get the crowd into it to start the game.
Such a contrarian.
Do his stomping and clapping yep. and then go put his sweats back on and sit down?
You don't think that would fire the crowd up?
Have you become Gas Money Bob?
No.
I think Matt's doing this new character that we haven't even talked about. It's like the casual sports fan that sits behind you at games. The guy just kind of talking in generalities. Not really doesn't know much about the players or team.
Man, it's the guys you avoid at parties.
Boy, you got the act down.
I think, Tandy, that's exactly what it is. It's that guy that always sits behind you at the game. Or, no, it's the guy at the airport bar when you're waiting for your flight. That guy.
Yeah, I think they should announce Joakim Noah last because he's the heart and soul of the team.
But I think it would fire the crowd up, though.
It's not hard to fire up a Bulls crowd. You have that big Benny blimp go
on. I don't believe that. I think it's a corporate crowd now. It really isn't. It's not the blue-collared guys that really love the game. It's too expensive. They priced that guy out. Big business, man. That's all it is. They don't care about the little guy and his passion for the team anymore.
They're really going crazy for Joakim Noah out there. No, actually, I think it's a T-shirt cannon they're really going crazy for.
I agreed, by the way, when Joe said that, I think this whole Noah thing, that's a work in progress, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how healthy that's going to be. I'm not talking about health, I'm just in general for this team.
Hey, are you going to refer to Derek as one eye for the entire season?
Why?
We're on board with that.
Yep.
Well,
one-eyed Derek?
What else wrong with that?
No, just one eye.
No, just one eye. One eye. Not even Derek, not D Rose, just one eye. I love it. It's great.
It's one eye in the world of Fred.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with it. I think it's great.
I think what's what he is.
Yep, one eye.
Oh, one eye. He's the one who's saying it. I'm not giving injury report. Eye. Well, I can't see.
I got play, one though. Eye.
You don't see.
It's all right. He'll be fine. He's just going to. He said he closes one eye.
The wrong one, but it's fine.
But you can't do that, dude.
You tell him that.
Yeah, you're an NBA basketball player. You shouldn't be doing that. Because it's probably more difficult to see that way. But he might see two LeBrons and get really scared.
I was just thinking it'd be amazing if they added a game to like each regular season of the NHL and the NBA. One regular season game. You know how magical that would be for us?
Yep. Yeah, I do.
I do. Yeah.
Tanny, do you think
you can get a one game play in this year?
Oh my God, we need an 83rd game.
83.
Do you have a tranquilizer gun back there? Just, I don't know. If you're worried, if like a.
I'd use it on myself.
I think he has. It's been very low energy today. Very low energy for the start of the association tonight.
Some concern. Like,
I got to conserve the energy for later on.
Right, for your towel waving.
Well, no, he's been priced out of it.
Right.
Oh, this guy's definitely priced out of it.
Priced out of it, right?
For sure.
He's blue collar.
They don't care about guys like me and him anymore.
But Joakim Noah and Taj, they play for me.
They do.
When they see me up in the 300 level.
Mm-hmm.
That I pay hundreds of dollars for.
They should carry their lunch pails to the bench with them.
Oh, boy.
They're tool belts.
Boris and Bernstein. Pete Futek will arrive for a talking to at 4:40. You have the score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for NFL football. From the preseason through the Super Bowl and all primetime games in between. A production of Westwood One Sports.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett says that Greg Hardy will not be disciplined for entering the special teams huddle and slapping assistant coach Rich Bisaccia's clipboard out of his hands and making contact with him. Garrett says there's nothing to discipline, that you don't penalize a guy for showing great passion, being all in, invested, and leading from the front. Great take, Red. Because nothing says leadership and commitment like skipping practice last week and not notifying the team like he reportedly did last Thursday. I get that Hardy was furious that the special teams unit gave up a 100-yard kick return. There probably wasn't a guy on that entire team that didn't feel that way, but he was the only one who put his hands on an assistant coach. That's a dude who is totally out of control. He's embarrassing you, and you're embarrassing yourselves. I'm Jim Rome.
Only the Home Depot has the new GE Brightstick LED light bulbs. A great new shape, a great new price. Three for just $9.97. So, let's switch. Brightstick uses 83% less energy than ordinary bulbs, saving $80 over the life of the bulb. Combining new ideas in LEDs with one idea that's very old. Saving money. Let's do this. The GE Brightstick, three for just $9.97 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
That's the sound of a computer getting hacked, which happens 18 times a second to people, to big companies, to everyone. Want to be ready for a cybersecurity career? Then you are kind of different. Because DeVry University's cybersecurity programming specialization immerses you in cyber attack simulations so you can be career ready the day you graduate. DeVry University. Different on purpose. Learn about all our technology programs at DeVry.edu.
For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/BCIS. Program availability varies by location.
For the ones who get it done.
There may be a chill in the air, but things are heating up at Sullivan Steakhouse for a limited time. Their signature filet is cozying up to a half pound of wild-caught king crab legs, and it's all yours for only $44. This is a steamy couple you won't want to miss. Hurry to Sullivan Steakhouse before this love affair is over. River North, downtown Naperville, and Lincolnshire. Sullivan's Steakhouse.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone calling into Sports Talk Radio. Yeah, this is Flo, longtime caller, first time on air. I just wanted to say that I think it is absolute hogwash not to go out there and try Progressive's Name Your Price tool. You could see all your coverage options, and options are how you get rings. Championship rings. And parades of rings.
Finding options to fit your budget with the Name Your Price tool, only at Progressive.com.
You know, not for nothing, but my favorite rings have candy on them.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Used Plus.
Are you ready for college basketball? Join Northwest.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Guarantee it. And if you want to rent your home, Amy Kite will guarantee a renter. You can't lose. No risk. Working with Amy doesn't obligate you to anything. If she isn't doing their job, she will let you out of your contract free and clear. But don't worry, no one ever does, because she sells homes for top dollar. Next time I need to sell my house, I would absolutely trust Amy and call her. Amy sells a home on average every 18 hours. Amy and her team work seven counties in Chicago. While other agents who work alone are stuck in traffic or on the phone, Amy is selling homes to local and international buyers. For your real estate needs, call Amy.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns, and the throwdowns. Ground and pound and pass happy. Prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
From the.
Okay, so is DirecTV satellite service improving?
Well, no. It's still a problem when it's really rainy, or snowy, or windy, or.
Is AT&T's internet finally getting faster?
No, not faster. Definitely not faster. It's. Look, I'm trying to sell people on this thing by using fancy words like impetus to make it sound cool. But it's basically the same old stuff.
Oh, I see.
The fastest internet and the best in entertainment is already here with the X1 Entertainment Operating System. Only from Xfinity. The future of awesome.
Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will in fact have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Criminal Minds is television's number one suspense thriller.
FBI!
CBS Wednesdays, find out why.
We use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
The only thing more dangerous than the mind of a serial killer.
Why would you do what I ask?
This is not his first creepy rodeo.
Are the people who catch them.
This wasn't an assault, it was an abduction.
You'll find a new victim. He could strike again soon.
Criminal Minds, Wednesdays, only CBS.
Ackies. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Not into the if this, if that, you know, type of
type of scenarios. If worms had machine guns, then birds wouldn't be scared of them. You know, it's just we're looking to define our season over the next number of games that we play.
And now I'm
worms had machine guns, birds wouldn't be scared of them.
I'm completely confused.
Is that what he just said?
Does he think that currently birds are afraid of worms?
I think so. If birds wouldn't be afraid of them.
I think he thinks
their birds are afraid of worms. Yeah, that's the way I read it. Yeah, I could think that's what he said.
But if they had machine guns, they would be afraid of them.
You're asking me to explain that.
Not into the if this, if that, you know, type of scenarios. If worms had machine guns, then birds wouldn't be scared of them. You know, it's just...
What?
Birds had machine guns.
Wait, they wouldn't
be scared of them.
If worms had machine guns,
birds wouldn't be scared of them.
Wouldn't. I think he means would be scared of them.
Yeah, I think. But he said wouldn't be scared of them.
I'm completely lost.
He said wouldn't, and he said would.
He meant would, and that's even better. He meant would and said wouldn't.
Right, or yeah. Maybe he knows that the birds in his area like being shot by machine guns.
Right.
Maybe. We got boys and birds here, by the way. We speak
of those birds had guns.
Well, it's always that fantasy of that one armed bird that comes in and saves the day from all the marauding machine gun toting worms.
Not into the if this, if that, you know, type of scenarios. If worms had machine guns, then birds wouldn't be scared of them. You know,
I haven't heard any of that. I didn't hear all of it. I heard a lot about most of it, but what I did hear, I did not hear any of that.
It sounds like he fell asleep in the middle of his thought.
Right!
I'm not in the ifs and whats and could be's and buts, but anyway.
Not into the if this, if that, you know, type of...
He just goes off.
So scenarios.
That's so good.
If worms had machine guns, then birds wouldn't be scared of them.
Well, it's almost like he's doing a Mad Lib. It's just randomly generated.
Right, he fell asleep, but he kind of
dozed off. You know, you get like that half dreaming when you're sort of in between sleep and not. If worms, machine guns, and scared birds.
Birds wouldn't be scared of them.
Not into the if this, if that, you know, type of scenarios. If worms had machine guns, then birds wouldn't be scared of them.
Skip Carey, whose pappy was the legendary Harry and whose son is Skip, died in his sleep last night. Make that his son Chip.
No, don't make that his son Chip.
No, don't.
We just visited with Chip. He seemed like he was alive. He's alive! And we do this show traditionally, and I mean for years now, we speak up for the little guy. But the little guys, they're fine. They do all right.
Yeah, Wax, little guy. He's fine.
We've got Matt and Chris speaking up for the little guy.
Mm-hmm. They are. They're
taking care of him.
What? Harbaugh and Tom Sula between the two of them. Maybe it's like a leftover gas leak.
Yeah, you know, I had to look at the screen real quick because I didn't know who that was you were playing at first. I was like... Wait, who is that?
They better sweep the Bay Area there for asbestos.
Yeah, something's happening in that building.
Lots of lead paint in that building that they're chipping off the walls and they're eating.
That's Tom Sula's favorite food.
He's sitting in the windowsill digging up paint, eating it.
Coach, you're licking the wall again.
Yep.
When you're eating paint at Italian dinner.
Yeah, that's actually not bad for a Jim Tom Sula sort of proto impersonation there.
Yeah, well, no one's listened to more of it than I have, so I should have a good one.
Yeah, we put Chris in charge of going through it every week and finding it.
Well, I mean, Dan asks every 20 seconds if there's new sound. Chris kind of has to know.
Yeah. I'm always asking.
Calls me in the middle of the night.
Is there new Jim Tom Sula? Are we missing anything?
And if you put that much passion in this entire show as you did Tom Sula sound. You might have something here.
It's like the passion of an Italian dinner.
Hey, watch it.
They're breaking plates on each other's heads, and then they all come back. I didn't know where I was going with that.
No, see, but that's a good thing about us Italians. In our violence, it's just plates.
In our violence.
We're not shooting anybody at dinner. There's no reason for it.
As far as we know.
No, we don't. We want people to come back. You got a lot of food you made.
We got dinner before you'd have never shot me.
Well, that's what Jim said. He said ultimately that the Italian family's got to come back to eat the very good food.
You can't shoot people, otherwise you've got an empty seat.
It's like an Italian dining room table, okay? Everybody's sitting around the table, and sometimes it gets heated, dishes get broke, and people leave, okay? But everybody's got to come back to the table to eat, okay? And when it's all said and done, there's hugging and kissing, and we're eating good food again.
Okay? The if this, if that, you know, type of scenarios, if worms had machine guns, then birds wouldn't be scared of them. You know, it's just we're looking to define our season over the next number of games that we play.
Like he was hanging out with Schuster earlier in the day.
Seriously, a very pleasant good afternoon. And the best part of the Tom Sula thing is
he had a paddle, he couldn't hit water.
But there is a part of Tom Sula that then realizes that it might be taken wrong how he's depicting the
Italian.
Well,
no, because someone's in the back of the room going like this. No,
Jim,
no.
Right, and then he's like, "Well, all due respect to my obnoxious ethnic friends." If you roll the whole thing, he tries to walk it back. Yeah. Thinking I might have stepped in it there.
He doesn't know, too. No one's breaking plates, though, because it's usually the good stuff. You got family over.
And
you're not breaking
those. I
thought
that was a Greek thing, the celebratory breaking of a plate, right?
It's not a wedding only, right?
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Jim Tom Sula on the Ring Central guest line. When you say you have a heated meeting and then you walk out and say, "Hey, you guys get talking," maybe you can share with the fans out there. Was it your intention to sort of just like address the elephant in the room? Hey, man, let's just have at it like a family. I mean, what was the kind of the message?
Well,
there?
The biggest thing I said to them, guys, it's like an Italian dining room table. Okay, everybody's sitting around the table, and sometimes it gets heated, dishes get broke, and people leave. Okay, but everybody's got to come back to the table to eat. Okay, and when it's all said and done, there's hugging and kissing, and we're eating good food again. Okay,
that is a heck of an analogy. That you're speaking
and I mean
the truth.
That with all due respect. I'm saying that
no,
complimentary.
Oh yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
You are such. It's a wonderful compliment that people are breaking plates.
Harvard's on line one.
Yeah.
That's a. How can that not be taken as a compliment?
Scoreboard update.
It's like those constant cut-ins in Happy Gilmore when Lee Trevino's just like get the look of death on his face when he's shaking his head. No, there's that guy in the back of the room. That's still,
no, Jim, don't do that.
And he will do it again at some point later on this week and probably next week.
I hope so.
Just keep the train rolling.
I enjoy real.
I don't know what that is. What does that mean? All right, 4:30, and from the Score Update studio, I'm Matt Rodewald with a scoreboard update. Back issues not going to keep LeBron from playing tonight's season opener at United Center. Bulls opening the regular season against the Cavs, and Fred Hoiberg, he has a plan.
He's so fast, explosive, his size. You know, it's something the game really hasn't seen somebody with his physical attributes that can do as many things as he does to shoot the three, to be able to post mid-range, and his passing ability. Is so unique for somebody with that size and athleticism.
On the flip side, Derrick Rose's face is good enough to go tonight. He will start, but they will keep an eye on his minutes. President Obama's supposed to be in the building. Tip off at a little bit past 7 o'clock on the west side. Also in the NBA tonight, you got the Hawks and Pistons, and also Ring Night out in Oakland. The Warriors hosting the Pelicans tonight. World Series set to go tonight in Kansas City. Mets and the Royals, that's the plan anyway. Rain causing some issues out in Kansas City right now. Matt Harvey goes against Edison Volquez. Terry Collins is your Sporting News Manager of the Year. Blackhawks have the day off. They'll be in Winnipeg Thursday night, as is Tanner Kiro, who gets called up from Rockford. Bears will go back to work tomorrow to get ready for the Minnesota Vikings. Sunday kickoff at noon at Soldier Field. The Bears have won 7 straight against the Vikings along the lakefront. And Illinois lawmakers today announcing new statewide legislation that could regulate daily fantasy sports gaming sites, although they won't be back in session down in Springfield until November 10th to debate it. And still no budget, though. And no discipline for Cowboys linebacker Greg Hardy after he confronted and got physical with the team's special teams coach this past weekend. Join the Score and Dos Equis at Leader Bar in Chicago Thursday for a Thursday night kickoff party from 7 to 9 p.m. Come by, register for a chance to win a 2-hour appearance by a Score personality and a $500 Visa gift card. Brought to you by Dos Equis. Stay thirsty, my friends. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And our guy Pete Fusak will be joining us in a few moments here on Boris and Bernstein. We'll recap the weekend in college football.
Yeah, before we do that, Dan, take line three. This is our listener, Jim. He has a clear explanation for you on the worms, the birds, and the machine gun. So it's Jim on line three.
All right, Jim on line three. You're on the score.
All right, it was crystal clear, guys, that Thomas Sulo was speaking of the bird being afraid machine gun because worms clearly don't have any arms or fingers which they can pull the trigger with. Pretty simple when you think about it.
Well, that was Harbaugh, not Tom Sula.
Or Harbaugh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was very clear when you start breaking it down. Worms, machine guns, don't have to be afraid of the machine guns. They can't fire them. Makes a lot of sense.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, thank you for that. No, Jim, whatever that was.
Voice from outer space.
Thanks, Maddie.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Makes perfect sense. Hey, you know what? We're happy. If it makes perfect sense to Jim, you've made our day.
Well, hey, when he explained it the first time to me, I was like, yep, that's it. It's exactly it, because the birds wouldn't be afraid of the machine guns because the worms don't have arms or fingers to pull the triggers. So okay. Why would you be afraid? Like, if a guy walked into your convenience store, Dan, that you were working at, and he didn't have arms, but he had a gun, would you be afraid?
How would he carry the gun?
Maybe it's in his belt.
It's not his belt.
Buckle thing.
In his belt.
In his pants. Maybe it's there.
Pirate walks into a bar with a steering wheel sticking out of his pants.
See, but if he has no arms to turn the steering wheel, is he hurting his nuts?
And the bartender says, well, what's with the steering wheel? And the pirate says, yar, it's driving me nuts.
Boy, Matty, see what you did now?
What?
That.
What did I do?
It led to that.
Oh. I think Matty fell asleep, too. Like, before the show started.
That was years ago.
It's kind of fugue state of some
well, I think
kind.
It's the only
no,
way
No, you know what
it
is? It's just, I'm really excited about the association coming back tonight, so.
I know you are. And members of the association. Boris and Bernstein. Right. Yeah, as if the things weren't weird enough. Pete Fusak, a total whack, is next on the score.
Bears, Vikings. Can the Bears and John Fox get their first division win of the season? Bears fans, if you want the highest level of coverage and analysis of Bears, Vikings, then you better keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
It's hard not to be excited with an ice-cold Coke and Six Flags, so we challenged real people to make it through Fright Fest without screaming.
I'll see what I can do.
See? You can't fight the happiness.
That was really, really messed up and terrifying.
Grab a Coke and try not to scream at Six Flags Fright Fest. Save big on admission at SixFlags.com with promo code Coke. Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
CBS Tuesdays.
You're not going to believe this.
NCIS is now the most watched drama in the world.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Only one show rules with viewers.
Nice.
And only one agent.
Special Agent Kipps.
Makes the rules.
Rule 38. Your case, your lead.
I think I'm going to like this.
Rule number 8. Never take anything for granted.
See for yourself why NCIS rules.
That's quite a coincidence.
Rule number 39, no such thing as a coincidence.
NCIS, CBS Tuesdays. CBS Tuesdays, a pill will make one man a genius.
Suddenly, I had access to every brain cell.
The FBI will make him their smartest weapon.
That's a resource. Let's make it our resource.
Don't miss the mind-blowing new series from executive producer Bradley Cooper.
You're on the verge of having a life that most people can't even begin to imagine.
Limitless.
The world is all there for the taking. I just have to decide what to do with it.
Tuesdays, only CBS.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Sundays on CBS. In the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette. Ted Danson.
The possibilities are endless.
CSI Cyber. Sundays only CBS.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Keith Futek.
I love him. My daddy loved him. His daddy loved him.
Managing editor of CampusInsiders.com.
I love football. Love it. Love it. I think it's the last bastion of hope for toughness in America in men, in males.
Publisher of CollegeFootballNews.com.
Bad snap. Foul. Scooped up. Here come the Spartans down the sideline. Racing into the end zone. The Spartans win again.
George, what a call.
I don't know what to say. I am struggling to deal with what I just saw.
High aficionado.
What's that? High I smell.
Pete Futek.
He's a friend of the program.
Pete Futek with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And 441, our guy is waiting.
At Pete Futek on Twitter and on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Hello, Pete.
What's going on, guys?
All right, here's what we want. There's a twosome. And we think this is for the better of you, you know, because we care about you deeply. You know that.
Is it intervention time on the
team? Yeah, we're going to do that on Nebraska.
Yeah, here's the problem with Nebraska is it just a bad team that isn't having any luck? And you can make that kind of claim because all their losses, I think, are by a combined 10 points. Is it the coaching? Is it just not happening with them? It's just, on the flip side of that, all the panic and craziness over Northwestern. Oh, well, Northwestern stinks. Well, maybe it's because Michigan and Iowa are, pretty good this year. And Northwestern just, maybe it's not the elite, but it falls into that middle of the range pack and is actually a pretty decent team. And, it is what it is. It's not going to throw the ball down the field. It's not going to be anything exciting. And it just sort of takes advantage of everyone else's mistakes. It's a hard-nosed team. It didn't particularly run well. Justin Jackson didn't get going. And you know what? They just kind of find ways to win. And no matter what happens from here on, it's house money for the Wildcats with, they're in a bowl game. They're set there. And for Nebraska, there's still time. They can still beat Michigan State. They can still do some big things, but it's not very good.
I don't know why you think Nebraska's better than everybody else thinks they are. I guess is what it comes down to.
Because they're close. It's hard to look at these teams and say, all right, yeah, you looked at how bad they've been at certain times this year. But again, when you lose the way Nebraska has lost, I mean, yeah, ifs and buts, but there was that Hail Mary against BYU where that goes the other way. A kid makes a play, and all of a sudden Nebraska wins that game. There was the close call they could have won at the end at Miami. Now, granted, good teams win those close, tight games, and they're not great, but they're just, I don't think they're anything great, but I think they're good enough where on the right day they can beat a flaky team like a Michigan State, which is at this point all that really matters about Nebraska's world.
Okay, he's gonna stand by. We can't remove Nebraska from him. We cannot remove him.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not saying Nebraska is great. I'm saying it's a good enough team where if you can kind of see where the quirky loss is going to come out there, and they're about to happen across the college football landscape. They're overdue for more Georgia Tech, Florida State type things. That's one where if you look at Michigan State and it just week after week just kind of flirts with disaster on the road. That's one of those games where that could be a problem, and Iowa still has to go in Nebraska, too. And as we always see at the end of every college football season, last games of season, senior day, whatever it is, weird things always happen on those days.
Now, speaking of things happening, we had the Pac-12 now looking for the outside looking in when it comes to unbeatens. And you've got five power conferences. You've got four spots here. And you always talk about, well, you know, you just win your conference championship. Somebody's going to get left out. One of these conference champions. I mean, just is this a serious deal right now that right before we start actually getting some of the calculations and some of the rankings for the potential playoff teams that out west, they might be looking in when it comes to the top teams?
It is. You're right. It's Stanford or bust at this point because, there's no one else. I mean, the Pac-12 South has kind of eaten itself up. And UCLA, USC, Utah. I mean, Utah's still right there. I mean, if Utah wins out, it'll probably right there be right in the playoff. But then you're right. I mean, there's still a big month to go. I mean, all the Big 12 teams still have to play each other. I still don't think Clemson's all that great. And it's I certainly think on the wrong day they could lose to NC State this week. They could lose to Florida State. But you're right. Someone's got to be left out of this mix. And you've got to float out the idea that, okay, what if Notre Dame screws up the Pac-10, because if Notre Dame wins out, that'll mean they'll also have beaten Stanford at the end of the year too and be 11-1, and they're going to have to be in the discussion because that one loss is at Clemson, in a close call. And then you get really weird when you start talking about the whole American Athletic thing where, Memphis did beat Ole Miss. And
yes, they did.
If Ole Miss wins out, Ole Miss controls its own destiny. So if it wins out, and, Houston has got a couple nice wins there, and I don't think American Athletic's going to get in it, but at least theoretically you have to at least include them if they have a 13-0 team. So a lot of weird things could really start to happen. But you're right, to get back to your initial thought, Stanford, I think, I don't think Utah's going to, get through the rest of this season unscathed, but Stanford's the one team that's really starting to look in the part.
I shouldn't say what. Why was Al Golden so overmatched at Miami? I mean, I wouldn't have hired him, Pete, to start with, and they did. But, I mean, and I know he actually had a bit of a winning record there, but then Saturday came, and I think they were just looking for some excuse anyway. Why was he so overmatched?
I just think that certain programs, you can't do what you did to be the program you used to be to kind of couch. There's no Uncle Luke there now. There's no Nevin Shapiro happening. And he did have some good recruiting classes. He just didn't have those, oh, my gosh, recruiting classes. And, there's some players here and there that got sent to the pros, and a lot of Miami players got drafted. So there was some talent. I believe they did have the best recruiting class in the ACC, I want to say 2 years ago, but this is the end of the recruiting cycle at this point. This is where, after all the NCAA investigations that kind of went wrong and missing out on bowl games, that matters to lose one or two key players here and there, to the Florida States, to the Floridas, and not getting, putting that fence around the state of Miami, as Howard Schnellenberger used to call it. And you can be pretty good, but it's just not good enough. And so you have an okay head coach with not quite the talent that you used to have. And Miami's been all right. They just haven't been the Miami that everyone wants. And then you get just crushed by Clemson, and that's just enough is enough. And they're going to try to move on. But that's the real kind of fun, argument right now is how good is this job? you know, compared to, you know, yes, it's one thing to try to beat your head against the wall and take that USC job where you have all the pressure in the world. It's another thing to take, you know, do that job at Miami where, you know, it's a smaller school, you have a lot of different other barriers involved, and it's just not the same thing as taking on even like a South Carolina job where you just have a lot more going for you.
So who's the right fit? Who's the sort of ideal kind of candidate for that job right now with all that just said?
I'm always the worst at this because you never know until you get a guy into the program. You can say, okay, yeah, fine. If you bring back Butch Davis, okay, maybe that might work. Or Mario Cristobal, he was a coach at Florida International, a Miami guy who's now the offensive line coach at Alabama. He's the type who's like, yes, he speaks Miami. He knows the culture. Now, he's the guy who the old school guys who keep popping off about why, you know, the Warren Sapps and Michael Irvin's about, oh, why isn't this program better? He'd be the one to make everyone else happy. Or do you think, you know what, we're an A-list of A-list job. Yeah. We can actually say, you name any coach who might be in this thing, and he might be the guy for this job to take it over. But again, you know, it's a different job as opposed to some of these jobs at some of the bigger public schools that have the gigantic fan bases, because Miami doesn't have a big fan base. It has a smallish fan base of not a lot of people who are the actual, who actually went to the school. So it's really sort of a pro-town type of college town.
Yeah, I was going to ask the same question because I'm not sure it's an A-lister job anymore. That was my point. Looking at what's happened there, Pete, it's not like, yeah, they've been successful. They haven't been, and it hasn't happened in a while. It's like, okay, so I guess the question always is, well, how good of a job is it? I think you answered that. I mean, I don't think it's that great of a job anymore.
Of course, it depends on if you get the right guy, you know, and that's sort of the problem is you just never know until a guy takes over a head coaching job. The prime example has always been Pete Carroll at USC, where no one wanted him at USC, and then obviously he turns into a legendary figure there. I mean, you just don't quite know until a guy is able to take over and recruit in that thing, but. You can win there because the ACC is not all that great, but still, you're still fighting off everyone who's, you know, coming into your area to steal all that talent from all around down there. Mm-hmm. So it's still a plum job, but you're going against something you can't attain anymore. You can't be. I mean, if you go back and look at what Miami really was from like 1983 till right around 1995, and then kind of
83.
Thank you. It was just a absolute, obviously legendary program where you can point to, you know, four or five moments where you say, you know what, it has not been for the Cleveland Gary fumble, or, you know, certain little games here and there where, you know, you could have been one of those programs that won like eight straight. I mean, it's just every game they played was a classic, and you just can't attain that level again, and that's what the expectations are there.
We were talking about that too, that's epidemic in college football. The entitlement of certain programs.
Nebraska,
and Penn State, yeah. And others where they're just because maybe it's just a function of not having anything else. See, I always thought that Miami, like you say, it's different there. You've got other things. It's your entire identity doesn't have to be wrapped up in Hurricanes football because you got so much else going on as a sports
like
fan.
Auburn, Alabama,
right. But isn't that lesson kind of learned right now? Do people not care? Are people just unwilling to say, look, there is no, as interconnected as everything is and as democratized as recruiting has become and sharing of information and all this and with coaching movement and everything else and probably even with the eventual dissolution of the NCAA, must people still cling to these dated ideas of generational entitlement to college football?
Absolutely,
success?
Because I mean, there's certain places that are just always going to be good, you know, because the program and the institution is built around their football program more than even the university. I mean, yeah, obviously Ohio State's a big university, but you know, Ohio State's always going to have a solid football program because they are so committed to that with facilities and attention and energy. You know, certain places are sort of like that, but you're absolutely right. You know, it's hard because look at Florida State, for example. They did restore the glory, and they're not at the level it was under Bobby Bowden, but they won a national championship. They just set a record for most ACC wins in a row, and, you know, still they can't fill their place. It's just not quite the same thing. So even if you do kind of achieve that, it's not quite right. And so – you know, you're right. So places like Nebraska, places like Texas, and, you know, Texas is always going to be good. It's going to be fine again. But to attain the levels of just win the national championship every year or bust, it's kind of hard to do that. And like you said, when you have a place that your entire focus is on, you cannot lose ever. That's kind of hard to do as opposed to a pro town where, all right, you know, your team just lost, you know, this week's game in the NFL. All right, well, next week you play again and you can probably get in the playoffs. Whereas in college football, if you lose, go on a two-game losing streak, oh my gosh, coach is fired, everything's got to change.
All right, so we're on coaches. Let's stay on it for a second. We know the two major rainmakers of college football, Urban Meyer. It was frightening when he got to Ohio State because you know what he can do recruiting-wise. It's even more frightening than I thought it would be, actually. And Nick Saban. All right, so I think they're sort of by themselves. Is there a third guy in there, Pete? Is there a number three guy? You say, okay, those two are 1-2, 2-1, whatever you want to make it for those two coaches. Is somebody third?
I think it's Harbaugh. I think if you're going to say, if you ask about who the guys are, who, if you're, when you say that list and you say, okay, Urban and Saban, I think Jim Harbaugh is there in terms of the respect factor because he doesn't belong here. You know, I'm a college guy and just, he's playing the minors. It just is. It's Michigan football. It's big, but either you're in the NFL or you're not. And so now that we're in the silly season of, you know, remember when Texas job was open, they thought, oh, we'll just go get a Harbaugh or we'll get Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
Same thing with USC now. You know what? Let's get Pete Carroll. It's like, wait a second. The dude's, you know, just a year away from almost winning his second straight Super Bowl. And, yeah, okay, they're struggling a little bit this year. But you think he wants to go back to college football once you've tasted the what it's like at the highest end of the NFL and then being that kind of coach? You're not going to get guys who are going to want – and that's the whole Chip Kelly thing. For Chip Kelly to go back to college football – that's a defeat. That's saying it didn't work because these guys want to be at that level. I mean, as great as Urban Meyer is, you know, he's not Bill Belichick. You know, he's not, you know, you can talk all about Bear Bryant, Woody Hayes. That's not the same as Vince Lombardi. It's a different sort of level. So to answer your question, I think it's Harbaugh because I think there's that sense that he's out of place here. He's way too good for college football.
Interesting.
Pete, thank you.
That's
why we love you, Pete. And watch that Nebraska stuff.
Hub Arkish will turn our attention to the NFL next on The Score.
Your radio headquarters for Bears conversation and insider information is right here. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Time is on your side at WoodfieldNissan.com. Only WoodfieldNissan.com gets you a new Nissan quote in 20 minutes or less. Like a 2015 Nissan Altima for only $15,995. Visit WoodfieldNissan.com. Fill out a quick quote application and get your new and used car quote in 20 minutes or less. You can even get Woodfield Nissan's lowest lease payments quoted in minutes. Like a brand new 2015 Nissan Rogue for only $89 a month. Save time and money at the Midwest's number one volume Nissan dealer, Woodfield Nissan, at the corner of Higgins and Gall. And get your instant quote now in 20 minutes or less, or you get free oil changes for 1 year. Choose from nearly 1,000 new Nissans. Time is on your side. That's WoodfieldNissan.com. Price and payment is plus tax, title, and license, and is pre-driven. Stock number P8149. Payment is 36-month lease with $39.95 down at lease signing. Includes first payment and security deposit.
That's the sound of a computer getting hacked, which happens 18 times a second to people, to big companies, to everyone. Want to be ready for a cybersecurity career? Then you are kind of different. Because DeVry University's cybersecurity programming specialization immerses you in cyber attack simulations so you can be career ready the day you graduate. DeVry University. Different on purpose. Learn about all our technology programs at DeVry.edu.
For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/BCIS. Program availability varies by location.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Yeah, see? This Name Your Price tool really lays it all out on the table, see? All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place, see? Makes all of it easy to see?
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Only at Progressive.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's gonna be one of those nights.
Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gail King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is